Now it's time for a full radio flashback. My brother Tom and I had the privilege of interviewing country music legend Loretta Lynn a few years ago, and she shared some of her wisdom and some investing tips as well.
Dave, it's a voice that many of us know quite well.
She's the coal miner's daughter. She's the queen of country, Tom. Her career has spanned more than 40 years. Heck, there's even an entire museum devoted to her.
Loretta Lynn was the first female recording artist to be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the first country star ever to appear on the cover of Newsweek magazine, and the first woman to win the Country Music Association's Entertainer of the Year.
She's currently working on a new album entitled Still Woman Enough. And her recently released second autobiography is also entitled Still Woman Enough.
And Dave, we're honored to have Loretta Lynn on the Motley Fool Radio Show. She joins us from her home in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. Loretta Lynn, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Hey, it's my pleasure. You know what I'm doing right now?
What are you doing?
I've been writing a lot of songs, and I've got about 17 wrote. And I'm trying to get them all down in one book. So I can work on them on this trip out. So I get back in. When I get back in, I'm going to record.
Would it be fair to say that we're interrupting your creative process right now?
It could be, but that's okay.
Okay, well, we're going to go backwards in time to your upbringing for the start of our conversation. You grew up in a log cabin in the mountains of Butcher Hollow, Kentucky, a coal miner's daughter. What was your opinion of your father's work and the money it provided the family?
You know, I thought everybody lived that way, so it didn't even affect me as far as how we lived, you know, how poor we were or anything like that. I thought everybody was like that until I got away. Mm-hmm. And then I knew I was poor.
And Loretta, by age 13, you were married to a man, as it turned out, you'd be married to for almost half a century. By 17, you had four children, is that right?
Yes, and I had them all in school by the time I was 21.
Wow.
And then when I come to Nashville, I was 27 when I started singing. And I got pregnant and had twins. So I said to my husband, hey, you better do something because the next one's going to be a litter.
Now, how did you make ends meet through all of that?
Without money.
Mm-hmm.
It was very hard. Mm-hmm. My husband got a job at a filling station making $1.10 an hour. And the Grand Ole Opry was good enough to let me on the Opry every Saturday night. And I made $17 to be on the Opry.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did the second song, I got $3 more. Boy, did that come in handy.
Mm-hmm.
It really did.
Let's talk about the birth of your professional career. Is it fair to say it all started when your father brought home a radio?
Well, you know, I was too little to ever think of that. I didn't dream that big. But Daddy had an old Philco radio, and we'd turn it on Saturday night and listen to the Grand Ole Opry. It didn't come in great, but it come in good enough to we could hear Ernest Tubb. And every time Ernest Tubb would sing, I would cry. And Mommy would say, I'll turn it off, Lord, if you don't quit crying. But I don't know why I'd cry when he'd sing, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, later on when I come to Nashville, Decca Records asked Ernest Tubb, said, I'm going to record you as a female artist. Who do you want to sing with?
Wow.
And Ernest Tubb said, you know that little girl singer that just come to town? They said, yes, and he said, I want to sing with her.
And when did you and your husband Doolittle know that you could make a living at singing?
Well, it wasn't right at first, I tell you that. It wasn't right at first, but when I started making $600 a day. And, you know, now if a person has one hit record, they want $50,000 or $100,000. But, you know, I got $600 when I'd been singing mm-hmm. for maybe 8 years. And I was getting number one girl singer all the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But back that at that time, they just didn't pay you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And Loretta, it's a tough industry. I mean, highly competitive. We're always hearing about how it's littered with con artists, creative agencies, recording studios, bilking performers out of their well-earned dollars.
Willie Nelson.
You know, we hear Willie Nelson
goes
bankrupt.
How can Willie Nelson go bankrupt? Are there people taking advantage of these musicians, or are they just making...
Well, now let me tell you what happens. They go to spending their money on foolishness, and they have a great time. I don't think I have to say more. But this is what takes their money.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, Willie got on Nashville now,
mm-hmm.
and he said, if everybody would send me a dollar, I could pay my...
my taxes.
Know, he got thousands of dollars that way off that bill.
Now, Loretta, are you telling us that you've never spent a dime on foolishness?
Well, you know, after Dude died, about a year, I was goofy as heck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I left the home down here at Hurricane Mills and moved in a house I have in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out with my little granddaughter, and she's crazy, too. And so me and her went out shopping, and I bought a full-length mint coat. I've never worn that coat.
Mm.
Never worn it.
What's the one thing you wish you knew about business back when you started this journey in 1960?
That I would be away from my family so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. If I had my life to do over, and I knew what I know now, but there's no way. You can't look back and say, I wish they hadn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Because life goes on, and you're going to have to live it. So, but I would love to be with my, you know, with my little twins. They're on the road with me now.
Mm-hmm.
And
how much time do you spend on the road now?
Too much. We're out for the rest of the year, just about.
Mm-hmm.
But next year, I want to kind of cut down some. But Patsy is a great little producer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going in to record, and she's going to be by my side when I go in.
Can I guess who Patsy was named after?
Yep.
Patsy Cline?
Yep.
We're talking to the legendary Loretta Lynn. Loretta, you were married for 48 years now. My brother Tom here has trouble keeping a relationship going for 48 days. Please notice I said days,
or
Tom. Not
48 hours.
Yeah, but I did say days. But what advice would you give him?
Well, it ain't easy. It's going to get harder.
Mm.
It'll get harder and harder because you don't know each other really till you say I do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say I do, it's over. It's yeah. I don't.
It's I don't. Now we ask all of our guests what they consider to be their smartest and dumbest investments. Loretta Lynn, what have been your smartest and your dumbest investments of time or money?
Well, Doolittle went into a lot of investments, you know. He kind of felt like he had to keep up with me and as far as making money. And everything he would get into, we'd lose our butt. But I let him go ahead and try with the rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
With a hunting lodge up in Canada.
Okay.
And they put a hunting lodge, and it cost lots of money, on government land.
What about your smartest investment decision ever?
Probably buying homes and land that he didn't know about. And I knew that it'd go down the drain if I didn't. So that's the way I kept it.
Now, Loretta, yeah. we want to share a single line from a review we read of your second memoir, Still Woman Enough, by a reader at Amazon.com online who read the book and wrote a review. And this single line appeared in it. The book reminds us that the rich and famous are not immune to sorrow and problems. Now, doesn't money buy happiness, Loretta?
No, it doesn't. I think if you got a good bed to crawl into when you're sleepy and you have a good warm meal, I think that's about as good as you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't ask for more.
Very well put. Okay, let's close with our buy, sell, or hold game. Loretta, what we do is we toss out things happening in our society today. You can probably expect some country music theming coming in. But
yep.
We're asking you, if they were stocks, would you buy, sell, or hold those stocks? And a sentence or two about why. How about the future of non-pop country music? If that were a stock, would you buy, sell, or hold? And why?
Let me see. I think I'd wait a little bit for the buying.
Why is that?
Well, because country music is like it was when I come to Nashville. Mm-hmm. Everybody was going pop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're trying to do today.
Okay, how about buy, sell, or hold the release of a movie based on your second memoir, Still Woman Enough? Buy, sell, or hold.
I'll tell you what. If I do a second one, it'll be great. It has to be better than the first. You can buy.
Buy, sell, or hold Sissy Spacek.
I'd buy.
She'll be in the movie, you think?
Well, I probably think she might want to, but I've got girls that look just like me, and I think I could probably start them out with the first of my singing, the next one with the next part, and then I'd end up with the end of it. Hey, I know how to make it now. I didn't know then.
That's right. You're hitting your stride out there.
Yeah, you learn after a while.
Loretta Lynn, thank you so much for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show. Best of luck with the book and the new album and the ongoing tour.
Thank you, honey.
You've come.